We're going to go talk TV with Paulina Lau now. Hi, Paulina.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you going?
Hey, good. I enjoyed seeing your writing in the, what was it, the Canvas on the weekend?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Geez, you do all sorts, don't you?
Just sort of stuck at
heck?
Home. I thought, why not write something?
Cool. Well, you've discovered a show that that I really enjoyed last year, and that's fine, by the way, because not everyone gets to every show the minute it drops, right?
What?
I'm watching Sopranos at the moment.
Everyone does. just what, 20 years late?
I know.
I don't know if I missed this one. I was thinking about it as I was driving into work, and I think it was because I didn't have Amazon Prime this time last year. I figured it out. And so it's Little Fires Everywhere. Some people probably heard of it. It's based on a book of the same title by Celeste Ng, American. And I think this was part of Reese Witherspoon's book club. So she has this book club and she recommends all these books all the time. And she's got a production company herself, and she's actually sort of acquired a lot of the rights to these books. So it's sort of in her interest to, you know, push these books out. But this one's called Little Fires Everywhere. It's set in Ohio in the 90s in a place called Shaker. And it's sort of the fate of two women intertwined and what happens there. So it's Reese Witherspoon playing this all-American mum of four, you know, that sort of, she's a part-time journalist, but sort of raves about her sort of claim to fame, I guess, all the time. She's a housewife. She is what she thinks, is the perfect wife and mother, that sort of thing. And then she comes into contact with Kerry Washington, who in the show is a black woman, but in the book it's not specified. And I looked into that, and it was because Celeste Ng, being Asian, said, I don't feel comfortable writing about a black woman's experience.
Right.
Whereas obviously on TV, you've got to cast somebody. So they really went in a bit sort of harder on the race subject, I guess.
Yeah, and it's very front and centre, isn't it?
Just
the awkwardness of some of the scenes and the interactions of these white people in the neighbourhood trying to do the right thing, but not always getting it right.
Yeah, and that the fact that they love, that they champion, they were the first to live in an integrated community, and you know, everyone's sort of in everyone's business all the time, and you've got Kerry Washington's character, who's quite enigmatic and hard to read, and so it's quite complicated, and it's, the characters are very, I thought, quite thought out and well-rounded, almost too much so for the TV show. There wasn't enough time to get into everybody.
So are you, have read the book as well?
I have not read the book, but I sort of, when I was watching, I thought, I can kind of tell this is based on a book because it's so detailed. But yeah, I really liked it. It's quite slow to start with, but it definitely picks up and
her arrival in the neighbourhood sort of sets off all these things and really has an effect on the people as well. Like in a way, she's sort of the antithesis to Reese Witherspoon, this Kerry Washington character.
Excellent,
right? She's sexually
artist,
liberated,
and single mom.
Reese Witherspoon's character sleeps with her husband on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Only.
Yeah, that
was so good. I think it's also, we've seen Reese Witherspoon in this character before, that really uptight, any moment she's just going to blow up.
Yeah.
And I think she plays it really well. It's just like a Big Little Lies character, similar to that kind of holding everyone together, trying to hold it together, not doing a very good job of it.
Okay, so if you've got that Amazon Prime subscription worth having a look at, it's called Little Fires Everywhere. And you've been watching American Rust, which is, I think, Soho and Neon.
Yes, and so this is based off a book of the same title, which came out, I think, 2013. So American Rust being Rust Belt, set in Pennsylvania, sort of on the other side of Mayor of Easttown, if anyone's watched that. So I think Mayor of Easttown, sort of murder mystery type thing, but minus the sarcasm and the snarkiness that you get from Kate Winslet. And it's Jeff Daniels, who lots of people instantly think of Dumb and Dumber, but he is more your newsroom character in this show. So he's the local police chief, man of few words.
I loved him in Newsroom, by the way.
I loved Newsroom. And, you know, he's that kind of guy that just sort of sighs if you're not on par with him. He sort of just looks at you, sighs and moves on. Similar to the Newsroom character, sort of aggrieved that people don't see the world the way he does. He's the police chief. He's solving this murder, which you're led to believe was committed by two teenagers. And the complication there is that one of the teenage boys, his mum, is the love interest of Jeff Daniels, or that he's trying to sort of date her. So it gets a bit tricky because he reckons it might be him, but then also trying to have a relationship with a mother is tricky when her son might be murder accused. And it's sort of that grey, you know, a little bit depressing. Things in that kind of town are slow. It's the decline of that middle class where once, you know, there were all these industrial industries and people would have had jobs, but slowly they've all moved out. And so it's just these towns with people who don't have, for young people especially, there aren't many prospects. But I found it to be, despite watching this in lockdown, when you could say it was a little bit depressing, it was quite good escapism. Just seeing a scene that kind of doesn't look anything like New Zealand.
Trump voter central, right?
Yep. It's the big areas that any president tries to win, the swing states, as they call it. And it's got Maura Tierney, I think that's how you say her last name. She was in ER, she's The Affair, so a very recognisable face there as well.
Great, worth a look then.
Yep, I reckon. They're releasing it once a week, so one episode a week, going old school.
It's a lifetime.
It is a lifetime, and I'm waiting for like episode 4 now because I got a sneak peek, but it feels like a million years.
Thanks, Paulina. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
Paulina Lau talking TV, American Rust on Neon and Soho, and Little Fires Everywhere.